Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Build resistance, resilience, and recovery into your agriculture operation with the No-Till on the Plains AIM Symposium presented by Green Cover Seed. Thursday, January 26th in Salina, Kansas, Odette Menard, Jay Feuer, and Brian McCornack will discuss building a healthy system while managing for changing weather, disease pressure, pest invasion, and market fluctuations. Come early for the 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference. That's January 24th and 25th. Early bird pricing extended through December. Register now at notill.org.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance. Protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
It's less than a month away, one of the premier no-till events in the entire country. No-till on the Plains, happening the 24th and 25th of January in Salina, Kansas. Their executive director is Steve Swaffer, who talked with us yesterday about the 2017 event coming up.
Well, Ron, we've got a really big lineup prepared for folks. We've got 37 different speakers from across the country as well as across the continents. We have several international speakers, and we've got 55 different breakout sessions that folks can attend. So, you know, if you don't get to see somebody the first time, you'll have a second time to come see them. So we really think this will be one of the best conferences we've ever had. Several speakers from Oklahoma this year that include Alan Mendeman and Jimmy Emmons, which most people know, and then a couple of the OSU staffers, Dr. Brian Arnall and Jason Warren, will also be speaking for us this year. So we're real excited, and you're right, it's just around the corner with January 24th and 25th.
Discounts for registration still in place through next Monday, January 2nd. According to Steve Swaffer, you can go to their website, notill.org, for more information. While the feeder and stocker auctions are off for the Christmas holiday, we had the regular finished cattle sale yesterday by FedCattleExchange.com. The online auction had 4,464 heads sold from the middle part of the country. Weighted average price, $115.38, up $2.70 from a week ago. Top prices came a couple of pens from the Texas-Oklahoma feedlot region at $1.1675. The anti-modern animal agriculture production element in our society believe they've won when it comes to cage-free egg production. They believe that's going to be the standard in the future. And now they're going after broiler chickens. There's something called the Global Animal Partnership's Broiler Chicken Standard. It's a five-step program used by Whole Foods now and just recently adopted by Panera Breads. Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance says the HSUS has their fingerprints all over this one.
They've set a deadline of 2024, and the guidelines they're looking for are slower-growing chickens, so breeds of broiler chickens that take longer to mature and be ready for slaughter and consumption, stocking density requirements, some what they're calling enrichments for housing for birds, and then also using a different stunning method of controlled atmospheric stunning to render the birds unconscious before they're slaughtered.
Hannah Thompson-Weeman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance. You've got farm news on Ron. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association has planned a special meeting in January.
January 24th, we're going to have a winter policy meeting.
It'll be held at the Embassy Suites at 741 North Phillips Avenue in Oklahoma City near the OU Medical Center. OCA's Michael Kelsey tells us,
we're really excited about it. We encourage OCA members to participate. It's a one-day deal. It'll be real intense that we're going to come up, roll our sleeves, work hard for the day, and then go home and finish chores that evening.
And more details available at okcattlemen.org. That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.